Hi, is this Jake?
Hello? Yes, this is
Hi,
Chris.
Jake. This is Chris. Yes. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing amazing. What about you?
I'm doing good.
That's good to hear.
Do you mind telling me where you're located?
So, I'm currently in California, but we're based out of New York.
Oh, awesome. I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina, and my boss is actually in New York.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I believe you had some questions regarding the packages, I believe, and I'm sure if you have any other questions as well, we can go over those.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's see, we're here as well.
So I guess, can you tell me what the timeline looks like for, for getting a page up, and all the things that go into that?
So the timeline, let's suppose we start today. We'll share a questionnaire with you. You just have to fill out some open-ended and closed-ended questions. Shouldn't take more than 15 to 20 minutes. And if you have any drafts or any links, you can share that along with the questionnaire. So apart from that, once you approve of the draft, so see, we can go back and forth on the draft. So once you receive the questionnaire, within 3 to 4 business days, we'll create a draft and share that with you. You have unlimited revisions on that. We can go back and forth. Once you're satisfied, we'll go ahead and send it for publishing, and then within 4 to 5 weeks, it'll be published. The professional plan does have that published within 2 to 3 weeks, so the timeline is a bit more expedited in the professional package.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have any further questions?
Yeah. So I saw that there's each package has maintenance, whether it's 3 months, 6 months, or a year. Can you tell me what what does the maintenance include? And I guess why I would need that.
Sure, let me guide you on that as well. So basically, maintenance ensures that the page is monitored 24/7. And any changes you wish to make, such as adding or removing information, can be promptly implemented. Additionally, we will also map relevant sources to the page, addressing any moderation challenges posed by Wikipedia or any third-party sources. So that's pretty much it for the maintenance.
Okay. So that's basically if someone at Wikipedia sees something they don't like, or if we wanted to make personal changes.
Right. If there's any reviews or any negative reviews on the page, so we can do that. There is another solution to that as well. I mean, we offer it to select clients that want. So we can offer a page lock as well. So you can just log the page. So only administrators can edit the page. No other public can edit the page.
Okay. Wait. And so. Is that in a certain package, or is that in all the packages?
That is a separate. So not everyone qualifies for a page lock, but considering list profile, that would be possible. So we can offer a full protection lock as well, and a semi-protection lock as well. So a semi-protection lock is basically where only administrators and verified Wikipedia users can edit the page. And a full protection lock is where no one from the public can edit the page. Only the administrators, being us, can edit the page.
Okay, cool. There's something else I saw so you guys said it takes about 4 or 5 weeks to publish. Do you guys do the publishing directly, or do you submit it to the editors for review?
So basically, we work with Wikipedia administrators. I myself am a Wikipedia administrator, so I directly cannot publish it, but my partners, they can publish it. So we submit it to them as well, and they go ahead and publish it.
Okay, cool. Let's see what else. And then I guess going back to the packages, I see that you know, in the startup package and the professional package, it says like one time social media account verification or group time social media account verification. So could you explain that to me a little more?
Sure. So I see that Les already has his social media accounts verified. If you have any other accounts that you want to get verified, we can verify those, or we can replace those with additional articles.
With additional what?
With additional articles. So we will also be publishing additional articles in each of the packets, so two or four. So we can add more articles in place of the social media verification if you do not want that. Because Les already has his Twitter, Instagram, and I believe Facebook is also verified?
Yeah. Yeah, okay, cool.
But if you have any other separate profiles that you want to get verified, we can verify those as well in the same package if you don't want to get them replaced.
Okay. Cool. And then, so I see in the startup package and the professional package that you also offer, one is the basic Google Knowledge Panel, and the second one's the in-depth Google Knowledge Panel.
That is correct. So the in-depth will include everything, his pictures, his about info. So it can be as detailed or as brief as he wants. So you don't have to put all the information out there if you don't want to put his age. You don't have to. So that is open. But the in-depth basically has all the details. So you can add social media accounts. You can add websites, everything.
Okay. And so from my understanding, it's that, like, Google – indexes that, like, for the knowledge panel. So are you saying, like, you guys, like, go in and edit that information so that it, like, shows up?
That is.
Sorry? For some reason, I can't hear you. It just kind of cut out and now it's silent. I'm not sure if you can hear me. I'll try to call you back.